We've been talking about New Bern during the Civil War. The historic town also served as North Carolina's colonial capital and for a while the state capital. The Governor's Palace, or Tryon Palace, as it's commonly known, was built between 1767 and 1770, burned down in 1796, so it wasn't there during the Civil War. It was rebuilt in 1951. Today, the legislature is considering an override of Governor Perdue's recent veto of the Republican-sponsored state budget. That budget slashes state spending for Tryon Palace in the next fiscal year, and it eliminates all state funding for Tryon Palace by 2014. The new budget cuts threaten many important aspects of life in our state. We will consider those on later programs. Today, we're talking about Tryon Palace. Kay Williams is the director of Tryon Palace, and she joins us now by phone from her office. Hello, Kay.
Hello, Frank.
Tell us a little bit about what this new budget would mean for Tryon Palace.
Well, the new budget is a rather daunting prospect for Tryon Palace. The budget that passed, the cut for the first year of the biennium, which incidentally starts in about half a month, is a total of $1.5 million, which represents about a 36.4% cut of our state appropriation. I might add that we are funded by both private and public sources. Our state appropriation primarily pays for positions at Tryon Palace and essentials like utilities and telephone service. Many other things like office supplies, general supplies, repairs, and all of those things are funded by private or earned sources.
Well, tell us what we see at Tryon Palace.
Well, we are currently trying to determine what we can have open for the new fiscal year. And it's a little bit confusing because we've got all kinds of issues from how to meet utility costs because of cost cuts in that area, as well as having enough staff to fund our total operation. We actually operate the palace, the kitchen office, which is tells the late colonial period story and the story of early statehood in North Carolina. We also have four additional historic buildings that are open to the public and the North Carolina History Center, which is our new interactive museum. We are currently enjoying a 40% increase in visitation, which will bring our total visitation to about 140,000 with year end on June 30th.
That's a lot of people. What is the total contribution of Tryon Palace to the local economy there?
Tryon Palace generates over $40 million in economic input for the economy of this region of North Carolina. New Bern, of course, is a small town of about 28,000. And we're about an hour and a half from the closest interstate. So visitors pretty much have to come to Tryon Palace as a destination. We're not, we get less of the impulse visitation and more of the planned visitation. But we are open every day, and we have been gratified by the growing numbers of visitors, and particularly North Carolina school children. We've had over 36,000 come since we opened the North Carolina History Center.
What would happen now in 2014? You would lose all state funding.
There's a special provision that has us losing all state funding. We would be shut down. We currently have a ticket structure. Tryon Palace has always charged admission since we opened in 1959. And earned income is a very important part of our annual operating picture, but we cannot earn enough income to replace all of our state budget. It's just not possible. I think there is a belief that museums like Tryon Palace can be self-sustaining. In truth, they're always subsidized by something. Business enterprises, in some cases, like hotels, resorts, spas, attached to a museum, or large endowments, which we do not have. But the museum itself, which is dedicated to teaching North Carolinians about their heritage as one of America's 13 original colonies, the museum itself cannot earn the kind of money that it takes to operate. Historic property, as you might guess, is very maintenance intensive. Unlike museums in the Raleigh area, whose maintenance and building operations costs are in the Department of Administration budget, since we are in New Bern and not Raleigh, about 60% of our budget is in maintenance and repair to support all the historic buildings that we have and the great historic objects and public gardens. So we have a challenge. We have provided great history education for North Carolina for over 50 years, and it's an important legacy. We're probably North Carolina's most successful public-private partnership. We started as that with our beginning legislation in 1945. In 1959, the doors opened, and in that period of time, over 60% of all the money invested in Tryon Palace has come from private sources or earned income. The 38% that the state has contributed has primarily been annual operating funds supplemented by private funds.
Well, in last October, the $60 million North Carolina History Center opened. How much of that was state-funded, of the $60 million?
The History Center was funded $42 million from state appropriation, and the remainder from private funding. Earned income was in the number, and also various grants and other gifts that we were given.
Now, I know that the Tryon Palace is not the only state historic site facing cuts. I think the Transportation Museum has already begun charging admission, or will July 1st. Roanoke Island Festival in Mandio is facing some changes, as well as you and other institutions. But what about people who say, look, these things are great. It's really wonderful that we have these heritage institutions to teach us about our history, but these are hard times. Education's facing cuts. Medicine, you know, medical care is facing cuts, environmental protection, all of those, you know, we're going to have to bite the bullet. What would you say to that, in fact, if we were to lose the Tryon Palace entirely in 2014?
Well, first of all, I think historic places like Tryon Palace and the Transportation Museum and Roanoke Island Festival Park provide immeasurable gifts to North Carolina for not a lot of funding in the total picture. If you were to tell me that shutting down Tryon Palace would restore all the cuts to education, then I probably would agree with that. But the truth of the matter is the funding is so small for these historic places that the cutting of them actually may cost the state money. In this area, we're a major economic driver, and the state recoups funding through sales tax and other kinds of vitality in the community. And with Tryon Palace gone, the state actually will lose revenues. And I think it, particularly with the History Center, at a time when many sites have a static visitation, to close down a site that is getting national recognition for innovation and for use of technology and history to reach new generations, to shut that down when it is doing a remarkable job of bringing visitors to North Carolina. Since we opened the History Center about 7 months ago, we have had visitors from all of the states in the United States, all of North Carolina's counties, of course, and from 10 foreign countries. We're not only being visited by North Carolinians, but we're helping to draw people to North Carolina. And I think we play a huge role in the overall tourism picture for North Carolina. First of all, North Carolina has achieved the status of being the fourth most visited state in the United States. And certainly we have many tourism assets, but history is huge in North Carolina, and we're recognized for it nationally. So to save $1.5 million July 1, we are losing over $40 million of direct economic input in a region that's mainly rural and in eastern North Carolina. And we're shutting off an economic driver that's bringing new business to North Carolina. And that, in the long run, does not seem to me to make the kind of business sense we'd like to make. And I should say the value of Tryon Palace is beyond economic development. At a time when schools and universities are no longer teaching about our national past, our state past, at a time when I think more than ever we need to bind together and celebrate of the many things that divide us, the one thing that brings us together is the importance of the ideas of our founding as a nation.
Kay, thank you so very much for talking with us today. Sorry I'm out of time. Kay Williams,
sure.
Director of the historic Tryon Palace in New Bern. For more information on the historic site, visit tryonpalace.org. Coming up, the history of moonshine. Stay with us on The State of Things.